talking about things that are monocultural.
Yes, I know. And in the studio we have what's your name anyway?
Oh, you can just call me Thing One or something like
Thing
that.
Thing One. Okay, welcome to the studio, Thing One. And I believe you're a bit of an arts activist, and you're a community artist. I'd like to call somebody like you.
Oh yeah, you could call me that. More of a street artist, whatever that is.
Oh, okay, so what brings you into the studio tonight? What do you want to talk about?
I'm just here to talk about a zine that I'm putting together to try to raise some money for those people who got fined over in Baxter.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool, yeah.
So it's like a collaborative zine of different artists and so forth.
Yeah, so pretty much I'm just looking for submissions from just about anyone. Like, if you can whack together a page of whatever material you feel like, we'll put it all together and see what happens.
Cool, yeah, zines, obviously, for those that don't know, it's a shortened version of the word magazine, and take away all the corporate crap that's around magazines, which is basically, I don't know, about 95% adverts in magazines and corporate content. What you're left with is, I don't know, individual input into stuff, which is your zine.
It's pretty much open publishing. You can put whatever you want into it. Yeah.
I guess that sort of idea is to sort of fight the commodification of art in a sense, because it's completely open for people to submit whatever they want.
Oh yeah, definitely. You can subvert the corporate images and put them back into any format that you like. Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. Talking about subverting corporate images, there was a post, I believe, by allegedly from you or someone else on the Indie Media website of a few billboards being jammed. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, that was, I don't know who did it, but yeah, it's someone I know pretty well.
So what was the idea behind that? And for all those...
So what, actually, let's explain what the location is, perhaps, because I don't actually know where it is, but I've seen the photos.
It's kind of, if you go along the railway line towards Bayswater train station, it's in between sort of Maylands and Bayswater train station. There's these billboards up, and yeah, people.
Some people that you know.
Redecorated these billboards to, I guess, switch around the message.
Yep. And so what were some of the messages? What did these alleged people allegedly do? what did they jam?
Some really offensive, disgusting billboards.
Okay.
So, yeah. I guess it's the whole idea of using their tools to
definitely.
In a sense, the whole idea of sort of adbusters and so forth, where you actually use their medium and turn it back on them and subvert it.
Yeah, or it was a form of culture jamming. Yeah. If anyone would like to explain what that is.
I reckon the most visible form of culture jamming in 2004 was during an episode of Big Brother during an eviction show, where Merlin Luck got booted out by his housemates and came on very silent with a bit of gaffer tape over his mouth and pulled out a secret message that he had and held it up to the cameras saying, "Free the refugees." And that's an amazing... I almost cried into my soup watching that night, and I thought that was the best culture jam I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the idea of reappropriating the corporate message into something different.
And changing words and images, to convey a different message. I guess it's expressing the alternative voice. Mm. Yeah.
Do you have plans for more of this sort of action? Possibly have plans for this action?
I'm going to blow up RNI Tower or something.
Yeah. Joking, of course.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. Well, how about the zine? How do people get in contact if they want to contribute to this?
Go to the Art, Poetry and Music Newswire section of Indie Media, and there should be details up. Pretty much everyone's welcome to contribute something. It's pretty much no rules whatsoever. Just give us something and we'll whack it in.
Okay, so it's a black and white zine.
I haven't quite figured that out yet.
Okay.
I mean, depending on how much you want to sell it for and stuff.
And it'll end up being A5 size page,
That's not finalised, but that's,
Okay, cool.
Depends. I mean, I think A4 would look better, but it's just a bit more troublesome and probably cost more.
Which is the beauty of reproducing zines. It's so cheap, and you can always hijack a photocopy of someone.
Oh, yeah, send a link or any place like that.
Yeah, easy. Yeah, I'll get your local member of parliament and ask if you can borrow their photocopy for an hour until they run out of toner. zines are great. I've actually been to a couple of zine fairs in Newcastle where you get hundreds of zine makers all in the same room with their wares to share and trade, swap with each other and some selling some stuff. It sort of goes along with the idea of sticker art as well and burnt music and copyleft and all that sort of anti-corporate propaganda.
Yeah, it all ties into that kind of thing. Yeah.
Cool, excellent. Well, thanks for coming in. So, the way to get in contact with you is through the perth.indymedia.org website and go to the Arts Wire, which is buttons across the top, and you click on Arts, and you'll find the story by I'm not sure what the guy's name was, but on the actual post.
Yeah, just look for some title about a zine for fundraising. Yeah,
cool.
It's pretty difficult to understand, but.
Yeah, it's a very poetic post, by the way. Yeah,
very nice.
Oh, yeah, whoever sent it.
Oh, really? Sort of maggoted and bored.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Thing X, for joining us in the studio tonight. We'll go to a track, and I'll try to get hold of Grant from No Fly Zone to discuss what happened on Monday morning at Baxter Detention Centre. You're listening to Perth Indie Media Radical Radio on RTRFM 92.1.